November 18th, Carrying the Cure. Do you watch the evening news? If so, you're likely well informed of the many catastrophes taking place across our planet. The devastation we see from natural disasters is, well, absolutely heartbreaking. But perhaps what's even more difficult to accept are not the natural disasters, but the perpetrated ones. Child abuse, the dark underbelly of sex trafficking, abortion. Like natural disasters, man-made ones also cause pain and destruction. But there's another haunting element to them. They could be prevented. If someone, maybe us, would have done something, the disaster might never occur. But I wonder, do we see lost souls through this same lens? Today we'll hear from Marilyn, a woman who had to witness a terrible, preventable offense before she could share the ultimate solution. While a young child in Indiana, Marilyn believed in Christ. Now she's here to share with us the events that followed in her true story on this Unshackled Daily Devotional.
From that time on, I wanted to be a missionary, like the ones who came to our church. I trained for 2 years with a Bible translation ministry that sent me and another woman to a tribe in Papua New Guinea. Right after I arrived there, I witnessed a horrible event. The chief's 12-year-old son was ill, and the witch doctor pronounced him dead and buried him alive. We watched in horror, unable to communicate or interfere, yet we carried medicine that would have saved him. That experience made us more determined than ever. We persisted through many frustrations, patiently learning their words, then phrases. The first Bible verse we translated was, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." My co-worker moved to another village, and I worked alone for 7 years. Then my sister joined me, helping teach the people to read. What a joy it was, as Bible verses brought them to a born-again relationship with Christ. Even the witch doctors saw the power of Jesus when they learned how he healed the lame and the blind and raised the dead. I'm Marilyn Laszlo, and whether in New Guinea, New York City, or anywhere in between, the Lord takes people in spiritual darkness and sets them free.
The Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth." Friend, no matter where we find ourselves, as Marilyn said, we must always remember that we have the cure. Lost people around us have a worse experience waiting for them than being buried alive. They are bound for hell unless we can share with them the truth of Christ and they receive it. But now you have to ask yourself, are you hiding the cure, ashamed to use it? Or are you faithfully and persistently trying to get it out to all those in need? Will you consider this truth today? Unshackled Daily Devotionals are built on true life accounts. A key Bible verse is provided so you can dig deeper into its specific intent and what it means for our lives in these Unshackled Daily Devotionals. Listen to a new devotional every day. And don't forget to tell your friends about Unshackled Daily Devotionals.